Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming live from Los Angeles, California. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by considering or pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. For 9 years, our guests have provided tips, advice, and resource information on what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, TV reality stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters. My God, the list goes on. Comedians, novelists, stunt people. We even throw a damn entertainment attorney in there once in a while because you know you're going to need one sooner or later. Hopefully, if you get to that stage. All of our guests have been selected to be on this show because they are at different stages of their careers. From professional, obviously being Emmy winners and Grammy winners and Tony Award winners, all the way down to the novice, the beginner we have on once in a while, because we want to know about the trials and tribulations of pursuing a career in entertainment. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to answer your show business career questions. Now, if you missed any of our shows or you want to seek advice about a specific career, you can do that. You can go to our website. It is latalkradio.com. If you're listening live, you're already there. You're a hop, skip, and a jump away. Search for our show, which is obviously Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, or you can Google it. All you do, Question Reality, we're number one. Priscilla Leona, we're number one. So you don't have to go 3, 4, 5 pages. Just type it in and you'll find us. Now, you can also download or listen to any of those shows 24 hours a day. And again, I highly recommend that you check it out. Again, we've been on the air since 2008, and we have people on from every walk of life in show business. So it's really great because we give tips, advice, resource information, and they give really good information. I dig deep. I even find out some jobs to supplement your income, other than the typical barmaid and waitress. So lots of interesting jobs too. Now, all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. I think I'm getting verklempt up in here. You hear that? I got to clear my throat. Okay. So please make sure that you also get our newly designed free app. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website, and it's located towards the bottom. I get the emails every week. Where's the app? I can't find it. Scroll all the way down to the right. It's there. And finally, very exciting news. If you want to be a guest on the show or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with your sage career advice, we are currently booking for the fall. As you know, there's always a waiting list 6 months to a year in advance, but right now we're booking for September, October, and November, I believe. I think November's fall. So please go to the official website, questionrealityradioshow.com. Oh, that is a totally different website. That's our official website, questionrealityshow.com. And click the contact link to submit for consideration. As you probably have seen, which is why you're listening to the show today, you either got a mass email announcing our guest today, or you saw it on one of our social media sites. They were on in, as a matter of fact, this is so weird because Selda Sahin, lyricist, and Derek Greger, composer. They were... Yes, thank you. I forgot all about my corny little applause track that I force everyone to go through when they're on the show live. People ask me, how come sometimes we hear the applause track and sometimes we don't. Well, most of my guests are usually here in LA, but sometimes they're remote. They're in New York, they're in Paris, they're in London, Germany, all over the world, Russia. And so that's a remote show. So I don't have Albert, my husband and also co-host, to push that little applause button. So when you hear the applause button, that is specifically Albert's job. So he loves to do that. And there will be a gong coming up too. So be prepared. That scares the shit out of you. There it is. That means the show is almost over. So anyway, what is weird, as I was going to say, is Zelda and Derek were on the show remotely. I believe they were in New York at the time. I can't confirm that. But it was 2015, April 20. It was like April 21st. You were going on to do the Rockwell show. So as we were putting this together, we couldn't believe that you're performing 15, 16, 2 years later. You performed on the 21st, and you're performing on the 23rd. It's like 2 years. I couldn't believe it. 24th. I know it was April something, like 2 years later. And I thought, I wonder if they booked the gig the last time after they play there, because I know there is a waiting list to perform there. I was just there. A friend of mine at Rockwell had a book launch. It's a fantastic place. As a matter of fact, I'm mentioning it because Zelda and Derek are going to be performing there tomorrow, and we're going to talk to them, but just get this written down. Let me tell you, this is an award-winning... Who is Zelda and Derek? You're like, who is it? Well, if you haven't heard of them, you should have heard them, because these two are the bee's knees, okay? They are the little honeybees. They're cute as a button, especially that Derek. I do prefer a man. So Zelda's got it going on, but Derek is a little hottie up in here. Gotta be mentioning that, ladies, gotta tell you. But let me tell you who they are. Zelda and Derek, they are award-winning New York-based singer-songwriters, and they're best known for writing the music for the sexy and dark indie musical short film called Grind. I love that title already. Which, now this won a number of awards and featured Broadway favorite Anthony Rapp, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who was in Rent and If Then. Claire Coffey, who I love! She was on Grimm. I'm so sad. I'm still having departure anxiety. Grimm just ended a couple weeks ago, and oh my god, I love that show. Anyway, she was the blonde, if you don't know who Claire was. She was a gorgeous blonde. And Pasha, I hope it's pronounced right, Pasha Pelosi from The Carey Diaries. And this duo, Zelda and Derek, S&D, oh my god, thank god his name's not Mark, S&M. The duo has also brought their intricately crafted and captivating style of music to life through spectacular and intimately preserved live performances, as I said, which is going to happen tomorrow night. Rockwell, get your tickets. And they have written songs, and some of Broadway's most distinguished vocal performers have done them, including Eric Michael Kropp, hope I'm pronouncing that right, who's best known for starring in Broadway's Godspell, American Idol alums Natalie Weiss, Les Miserables, and Everyday Rapture. Mm-hmm. Now I gotta ask Michael about this one, because my friend Michael Orlin, he was the musical director on American Idol for the whole entire time. And my friend Pisha McPhee was the vocal coach. Pisha is Catherine McPhee's mom. So I'm gonna ask them, I don't remember who Natalie Weiss is, but I'm gonna ask who that was.
So that is specifically from the 2015 show, which is great.
Oh, see, I told you I got stuff from 2015. I apologize, but at least you performed with them. There was something, you know, something going on there. And, my God, you performed with... Now, who I loved was Emily Grace Schulte. Is it Schulte? Yep.
Schulte.
Oh, my God. She is so beautiful, and she sang so beautifully. We came to see her at, I think, Bar Lubitsch. Oh, I was just obsessed with her. And then she went on to become Wicket, right? She's the Alphaba standby.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, on the tour of Wicked. So anyway, also, Zelda and Derek, they were finalists in the 16th annual Great American Song Contest with their pop anthem, The Storm. So without further ado, welcome Zelda and Derek. Here we go. All right. All time I say it, I should be Delta and Derek. But listen, hey, you guys, really, seriously, tomorrow they're going to be performing. It is at Rockwell. If you haven't heard of Rockwell, go to their website. I think it's rockwellla.com. I think there's a hyphen there, but just type Rockwell. This is a fantastic restaurant. Oh, my God, the food is fantastic. But, oh, yeah, it's rockwell-la.com. And get your tickets. You can go right there. And the performance is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30. And you can buy the tickets right there. Or you can buy them at the door, I would imagine. I think tickets are still available. But get there early, I think, because it's open seating, I believe. Unless you buy your tickets online, then I think you click a little button and you can pick your seat. So, but get there early if you're not going to buy it live. But tomorrow, you got to go see them. Now, Selga, what's going on tomorrow? Talk about tomorrow. What's happening over there? Is it all originals, pop? What's going on?
It's all originals. You know what? We had an event recently, and I talked too much, so I'm going to like win some major points, and I'm going to let Selga explain this.
What?
So it's all yours, and then I'll be able
what?
To talk.
I can't imagine him talking too much. He seems like he's got that James Bond vibe going on, where he just sits back and just kind of smolders.
Don't talk too nice things. Come on,
just
he knows
smolders.
He's
I can't imagine him talking too much, though. He doesn't seem like a talker.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Go ahead, okay. Tell them what's going on tomorrow.
What's going on, Selga?
So, I mean, I can definitely talk too much, but I feel like I look like I can talk too much.
Yes! I like that, because I'm a talker. My husband is not the talker, but there we
I'm
go.
The silent partner.
Yes.
Derek is the not-so-silent partner. So tomorrow we're doing, it's called Tri-Coastal, and it's at Rockwell, and we call it Tri-Coastal. It's a part of a series we're kind of starting, and so we live in New York. We spend a lot of time here in LA. We're here, what would you say? About three times a year. And then we spend a lot of time in Nashville doing some country stuff. We're doing a lot of pop here, a lot of country in Nashville, and a lot of pop and a little bit of theater in New York.
Mm.
So we thought, why don't we do a show where we bring some of our friends in and other songwriters and share the night with them in like in the spirit of a writer's
round. Circle, yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah. And speaking of friends, I think you have a little friend in the corner with that big beautiful smile. His name is Jake. What's his last name?
McKenna.
It's Jake McKenna.
Give
Jake,
him
why
an
don't
applause.
You why don't
Give
you saddle Jake, up a little
on.
Closer?
Yeah, Jake gets a little applause. You can't hear the applause, Jake, but it's big and loud. It's like arena
style.
You have
a nice set of headphones for Jake?
Yeah, give it.
So when we come to LA for these concerts, we've started a tradition now of like coming in with like a whole carnival circus of people. So we bring a lot of friends from New York, some musicians, some singers. We rent a huge house, and we all just kind of hole up in the house and
play. Oh, this sounds very hippie-like. I like it already.
It's,
yeah.
It's everybody
some
has,
lovin's going on at Selden Derek.
Everybody has to shower. Everybody has to shower twice a day. But then
good.
Beyond that, you're cool. And so Jake is one of the people on our pilgrimage from New York, and he's an amazing vocalist and friggin' comedian. He's probably the funniest person I know. So you said that when we did the first one, you said high energy, blah blah blah, and I was thinking we were with Jake having lunch. I was like, Jake, why don't you just come, because we can get him on the mic and he'll say two jokes and then it'll just crush the whole thing. And also we had an MP3 of a song that we were going to share, but you know what, since he can sing that song,
I have it loaded, but if you want to sing it live, that's fine.
If it's possible,
yeah,
just let him do it, because then we'll get a little live thing. But
okay.
And he's
and
got
it's
the
not
most
working,
beautiful
we can
voice.
Always just play the track.
Yeah, we have a safety. So all you out right. there, this is Mr. Jake McKenna.
Say hi, Jake.
Hello, everyone. How
something
are
funny.
You?
Something
we're looking
funny.
Forward to
oh,
seeing
God.
You at our show tomorrow. Something funny. She's my manager.
Send it a little bit so he can, yeah.
Is it better?
Better?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, they travel with the whole circus wherever they go, and I'm the elephant.
So, Jake, they got you all pumped up and ready to go? Are you the performer, and are they the wingman, and you're the performer?
Sure, yes. They're my wingman. And I'm more like the fuselage, you know?
Oh,
I can explain a little bit more about the format of tomorrow if it's to answer your question. So
yes.
It's all songs that are original songs. Selda and I are hosting the night, and we are doing songs that we wrote. We are not, I'm going to correct you on your own show, we're not singer-songwriters. We are songwriters who have to sometimes sing because that's part of the job. But we write with the interest of getting our songs in the hands of amazing vocalists like Jake, and we have some other friends, and we're going to do, I think, I'm only singing on one song tomorrow, and that's more than one more than I'd like. But we have a whole bunch of singers doing our stuff, and then we're going to be featuring three other artists doing their original material.
Okay.
And so it's really a chance for us to kind of like curate something where people that we really love and respect as artists and writers get a chance to do their stuff, and then we kind of, you know, hold down.
So you're
more thing.
You're a lyricist, technically a lyricist, singer, composer. Is that what it's called? Being in the music business, I'm not sure what
we're songwriters.
Okay,
we're
songwriters.
We're songwriters, but we're not singer songwriters.
But you guys did sing like at Bar Lubitsch. I heard you guys sounded really great, good.
It's part of the job. We have to be really able to do it. But there's people out there that's what they do, and we're trying to. That's kind of the game we're playing, is getting our songs in the hands of
professional
vocalists. So
your goal is that's what you're doing. You are having people perform your songs with the goal of it happening.
Well, and we're pitching them.
Yeah. It's a win-win. Win for them, win for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, talk about all this music. What genre, we have not talked about that, what genre of music do you mostly write and perform, or do you do it all around? You pop, rock, country, you do it all. What is it?
We do mostly pop country. But we do kind of Americana and also some theater. Derek has a little bit more of a theater thing going on. I got a little bit of the theater thing going on.
She won an Emmy for her work in theater. It's more than I can say.
What?
Which sounds so mysterious.
What? Well, tell us, what was it?
Here's the thing. So
did you say an Emmy or a Tony?
An Emmy.
What?
Now here's the thing.
Theater? What was that?
So Derek and I argue.
Usually
about this.
Tony. The reason I asked that is Tony is theater, Emmy is television. So I'm curious about this.
Well, let's tell my version, then you can tell yours.
Please tell it.
All right. So I, when I graduated from college, I thought I wanted to be a director, and I was assisting Lonnie Price, who's a theater guy in New York. And I'd spent 2 years, and I was like, I think I'm going to be a director. But I was also writing. I went to be in my workshop in New York, and I was writing songs and stuff. But I worked on this production of Passion, which is a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was filmed for PBS. And the PBS version won an Emmy. And then I was like, wow, that's so cool. We had a party. Everyone celebrated. And then about 2 months later, I'm in my little apartment. I was like 23 or 24 or something, young. I mean, I'm only 25 now, but they can't see me, so that's not funny. But I get this thing in the mail, and it's a big package, and it says Fragile. And I was like, what is this? And I open it. It says Emmy Award. It's a plaque thing, right? It says Emmy Award for Selda Zaheen's work on the Emmy Award-winning production of Passion at Lincoln Center. I was like,
just,
what?
Just stop it. Like, it's just an Emmy. And then you just say, like, well, I don't want to get into that. I moved on.
I'm just fancy.
You don't have to tell all the details.
Got it. That's great.
I like the details.
That's right. The story matters. People like backstories. Now, how did you guys meet? Very important. Because a lot of people want to know, when I have duos on, which is very rare, a lot of people say, how did they meet? Because from what I hear from emails, duos and bands have a very hard time staying together. There's, you know, all kinds of debauchery going on in the bands, you know. Everyone sleep with somebody. Somebody's doing something. So it's hard to keep bands together in duos. How did you meet, and what do you feel is the secret to stay together as a duo?
Jake.
It's really not that interesting. It's kind of like we were just in the same circles in New York City in theater. I was doing some stuff. She was directing. I was writing. We came together on a piece when she was kind of like, she just was brought on to do it. We didn't know each other. And then we became friends. And but I guess the thing is, the musical that I had written that she directed was the musical that made her decide she didn't want to be a director anymore, and she only wanted to be
Damn.
A writer. So although she did a great job.
Talk about a life-changing event.
She did a great job directing it, and it went well. But that was like she was like, I'm going to write. I'm not going to direct. And we became friends, and then slowly started writing together over the years. For just like people would be like, oh, write me a song for this wedding. Write me a song for this thing. And then they started to be like, people were responding to them, and then it started to be more and more.
Mm.
What's the secret for staying together? We were just in the Uber over here. Jake was in the front seat, and we're arguing, and he's like, poor Jake just has to deal with it. But we just kind of like have these little bickerings, and we kind of get it out of the way.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
That's good. But that's important.
We test each other's boundaries all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'll first thing in the morning, I'll just like call her and like float something. If we had an argument then that last day, float something out there, see how it goes, and then I know where we're at. She does the same. I think that you have
so
to
you're more about, like brother and sister. It's yeah. a very
we're not
a,
we're not an item too. Everybody thinks we're an item because we like are always together.
I don't think Priscilla thought we were an item.
No, I didn't.
Well, people do.
Oh, did I? I didn't. No, I didn't think that because I asked that last time and you made it abundantly clear that it was not. We're not professionals. We're not.
We got to keep Stella totally available so that she can score after the show. I don't want anybody who's out there who wants to sleep with Stella to not go for it.
About 5'6",
just
five
for
foot
a simple
six medium build.
That's right. We got to put Zelda out there. She's the front woman. Now, I know you guys are performing tomorrow at Rockwell, but are you also here to do a personal album or do any recording? Because the last time I think you guys were recording something, right, in a studio?
Yeah, so we were here. We're here doing probably five more things we should be doing. So last time we were here, we were recording with Eric Kropp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we were here, and when we virtually did the interview with you.
Right.
And that EP came out. It's called
Greater
Things.
Greater Things.
I think it's called Greater. I think the whole EP is called Greater Things. But if you look up Eric Kropp, it'll show up. And then we've been back many times since. But this trip specifically, we had a very low key writer's round on Wednesday at Bar Lubitsch. Then we're doing this show tomorrow. And we're recording probably about four songs on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we're also doing a So Far Sounds event on Wednesday night.
Do you prefer to record here rather than New York? Is there a preference? If there were people who live in New York and they want to record, do they stay there? Do they come to L.A.? Or why would you choose one or the other?
It's more of a Derek question.
We work when we're working material with our musicians out here. We use local musicians.
Ah.
A lot of times it's kind of like we want to follow it through and let their ideas kind of really be fleshed out, and then be the ones to document it on a recording. It's just like, it's almost like it's a loyalty thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels right, and it's not. The price is about the same. It's actually a little bit less out here based from what we've experienced, but it's really just about we start songs here. There's a whole life, there's an energy for what we're doing here. We go to Nashville. We have another thing, Austin.
Right. That would be more country, I would imagine. And then New York would be more Broadway.
But even when we do the pop and the country in New York, because we live there, so we end up doing everything there. But it's kind of like we have relationships with different musicians and singers in different places.
And how do you make these relationships? Like, do you have a click and you only use, because like I did theater. My aunt was an actress on Broadway. I know about the clicks in theater. So is it the same with you guys when you write? Do you have your go-to people? Or are you always looking to bring new people on?
It's both. Okay. It's entirely both. It's like we have our clique. Jake is an example of that. Bring him from New York, and we just kind of try and make sure that everybody's sharing in the experience and that we're all kind of having fun with it together. But then we also, good people are busy too. So
yeah.
it's not like we're not. So it's a little bit fluid. So sometimes on a given trip, someone's not available, but we're always looking for new people,
right.
And we're always holding on to the people that we think are exceptional.
If there are singers listening and they like your stuff and they go, you know what, I'd like to sing for them. What is the best way for them to be able to do that? How would they contact you? What do you prefer?
Well, we have our website is SeldonDerek.com, and we have SeldonDerek@gmail.com. And we're...
So you would, you're open to that, right? You're not going to go, absolutely. Oh, it's just another singer.
No, absolutely.
So they would submit their stuff. If you like it, go, hey.
Yeah, I think you have to be open to that. I think that there's a fine line between... I mean, when we're sometimes we're doing appearances and teaching, you know, kids, college kids and high school kids about songwriting or performing and stuff. And I always say to them, you have to walk that line between being thinking big and being assertive and like kind of going for it, because you'll be surprised who actually might write you back.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to be super sensitive about not being creepy, because that's just the first red flag. So
that's
if it's
right.
like if you're weird and stalkery, that's not going to help you. But if you just are assuming that, you know, I don't know, that so-and-so like is never going to write you back if you write them a note, you'd be surprised how many people would. So I feel like we have to kind of follow that and play our role, our part of that. So if someone writes us, we try as hard as we can to like listen to what they sent. And if they're not ready or something, we'll still try and say something constructive back.
Yeah. So you do reply back.
We always try to.
And then I would suggest also keep up with their website and their Facebook. And when you see them performing either in New York or L.A., come to the show. Again, if you're in the stalky, creepy category, which you obviously, if you are, you don't know that you're a stalker or creepy. So maybe someone will tell you before you come to their show and you won't come. But if you come, you can say hello and say, hey, by the way, I sent you this package. Do you remember? Maybe they will. So that's always recommended. Now, a couple of years ago, you guys wrote the score for the short film Grind, and it won a ton of awards. Yay, yay. Have you and Derek written any other musical scores for film and TV? And then also, what's been the outcome for you as a result of Gloria performing that song? Maybe that's something. Let's go back. Have you and Derek?
What?
Basically, that's two questions. Sorry. Have you and Derek written any other musical scores for film and TV since that one?
Well, we've mostly it's like songs that we're talking about being placed in TV and film, and
right.
Yeah. So the answer is yes, and there's some things that are in the works, and there's some stuff, and there's the thing that we did last time we were here that's in that movie, right? Repeat. Mm-hmm. So there's things like that, but Grind was particularly us writing it was a musical. It was a musical film. So the answer, we have not done that. We're starting a new musical together now that's just for the stage.
Mm.
But as far as stuff for TV and film, it's like we write songs for artists to sing 3.5-minute songs, and part of that world is getting them placed.
So do you guys aggressively pursue sending, say, music supervisors stuff for shows that you're interested in submitting for? Like, for example, when you watch a television show, just this is an aside, but when you watch a television show and you love it and you go and you're a writer and you say, oh, my God, I could write a great scene. So what you do is you write a script and you submit it because you feel like they would choose it. Is there a show or a film that you hear about coming out that you say, I want to write a song for that? Do you guys do that, or you wait for people to approach you?
I don't know. For me, it's neither. It's not so much that we'll write around a particular thing. It's about the people. So we know people who are in those positions that place the songs.
Which are music supervisors.
Music supervisors,
and who else
yeah.
would that be for people who don't know?
Mostly music supervisors, but occasionally there's
artists.
There's artists and there's actors that are involved in, like, there's producers and stuff that have say in that
along.
In that kind of thing, and then we have a manager and we have an agent, and so there's it's through those channels where it's like it's more about the it could be a show that's like, oh my goodness, that the story they're telling and the way that it's shot is like would be perfect for this song. But if we don't know how the channel to get to it, if we don't know the people, it's kind of a waste. We might be inspired to write a cool song based on that just viscerally and be like, oh, that's cool, but it's more practical to be like, who do we know, and the people that we do know, who do they, like, what are their channels? And it could be, so it's not so much about the aesthetic of the show.
Okay. So if you have songs that you just heard, Derek, you submit to music supervisor. If you have a show that you're really, really interested in, you go on imdb.com and you look up who the music supervisor is. And then you got to just search. You got to do research. It's an aggressive pursuit of life. We're warriors. We're animal hunters. We got to hunt down our prey, which is... the ultimate goal of whatever you want to do. Now, talking about Gloria, you guys wrote a song for this London's West End performer, Gloria Annateri.
I thought Gloria was someone else. No, yeah, we did do that.
Of course you wouldn't know her by Gloria unless we were talking about a song in the 80s by Laura Branigan. I wanted to know what's been the outcome for all of you as a result of performing that song. Because she performed it on London's West End.
Yeah.
Did anything happen with that? Did you?
Yeah, well, this is one piece of advice that I can say in the spirit of, like you're saying, sharing stuff about our path. It's all these steps, like they kind of add up and they also go sideways and they go backwards and they just kind of show up a year later where you didn't think so. Mm-hmm. So the answer to your question is she did it really well. And I've spent a lot of time in London since then, and it's one piece of another of a lot of other things about a lot of people doing our work and being interested in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So cool. But it's not like, oh, that happens and then like we're on the title song for some TV show on the
in
BBC.
England, right. But it's good to get it out there and perform it, and people like it. They say, who wrote the song? Well, Selda and Derek wrote it. So it could happen that way. Oh, yeah. It's just another venue.
I like to think that it's like you do that stuff and you commit to it and do it well and then just let it happen.
Let it ride.
And then you see where how it all settles.
Just put as many pokers in the fire as possible to heat up your stew. Oh my God, what the hell am I talking about? I'm doing like my grandmother's doing. I'm sorry, go ahead, Deb.
But there's a huge benefit to just sending your, and I mean, that's how I got anything I ever did, especially when I was in my early, like my late teens and my early 20s. It was just blindly writing people and saying, hey, I want you to be interested in what I'm doing. Would you take me on as whatever? But I think that as I've gotten older, it's like the biggest thing is you never know who you're going to meet.
Right.
That's going to benefit you.
Oh, I love that you said that. It is so true. That's why you always treat people with the utmost respect and courtesy, because like my grandmother said, the people that you see going up are the same people you're going to be seeing going down. And you always treat them with respect because you never know who people know. For a perfect example, that I'm going to just do, excuse me, Saga, but you just brought up a good point. For people who are pursuing a career in the entertainment business as an actor, you may meet me and you go, blah, 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 but you don't know who I know. So if you're rude and obnoxious, like a recent experience, little do you know that I know John Blythe Barrymore of the legend Barrymores. And I know Naveed from Homeland, and I know David Schwimmer, and I know this, and I know a ton of people. But when people look at you, first impressions matter, but they don't know who you know. And one word for me, I can get them a booking, right? But be rude and see what happens. That's why it's so important to be professional and to be nice and courteous, because if you judge a book by its cover, like, oh, look at that, oh, you know, you know, people are thinking it. You never know what they think, but they think stuff. First impressions, but please don't do that. And please don't participate in gossip on the set. Another big pet peeve. Take it away, Selda.
I think it's almost, I'm sorry, I think it's almost, it's a waste of energy to think about, is every time you meet someone to try and figure out, is it going to mess up my career to talk bad about them? And it's like you're constantly having to think about it. It's better to just think whatever you're going to think, but just go with it. And then if you have a major problem and you have a best friend and you guys can have a glass of wine
or
and
your
talk
mate.
About it.
Or your like, mate. Keep
that's
it
fine.
To your mate.
But it's don't. Other than that, you're constantly having to make decisions about the value of people. And you're always going to be surprised because people surprise you all the time. So it's easier to just go with it and be like, everybody's kind of like, kind of cool, you know. Yeah. And if they really, you can't be around them, then don't be around them.
No. I mean, dude, you can't be participating in gossip because you never know who people know. There are people all the time that are talking up a storm about celebrities and I'm friends with them. But I don't go back and tell, you know. But you don't do that because you never know who they are. Right? Thank you, Selda, for
that. So what's your dirtiest David Schwimmer story?
No, David is wonderful. We share the same birthday. We're Scorpios. We are Scorpios.
Selda, tell her your dirtiest David Schwimmer story.
Yeah, do you know David?
No, I don't. Wait, but what was related, I was not going like the gossip route, but what was actually was...
Only positive gossip.
I actually think that the more people you know, It's just, it's our job. I think it's our job as human beings, not just in the arts. It's our job as human beings to just meet more people. And right. like, you, we're it's so easy to like just hang out with five people.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You know, mm-hmm. I have five friends I would love to hang out with and mm-hmm. never see anyone else.
Right.
But then you start to say, oh, my goodness, life is just this one way. It isn't yeah. one way.
It becomes a knitting circle. Yeah. It's a knitting circle, right?
So you have to, you never know. You could say, hey, you know, we could go, we're here, and we don't have any time. Unfortunately, every time we're in LA, and I'm so pissed about it, we never have time to do that much stuff. But we,
it's all Derek's fault.
It's not his fault.
He's not letting Selma have her knitting circle.
I want my
song circle. Yeah. My God, did I say knitting circle?
I'm on a song circle.
Your song circle, right?
Like it's if the more people you meet, and you just say, look, we go out with you guys, and you guys are like, oh, we have these five friends, both of you five friends. Jake is like my friends that are in LA, these five friends. And then we say, hey, you know, we meet, let's even just say there's 20 people there, we meet three of them. And we say, hey, I've been writing this song, we're working on it. And he's like, you just never know who's going to say,
right.
I need something for this. And it's the last minute, someone dropped out. I'm always shocked how many opportunities, not for me specifically, but stories where it's just the right person at the right time.
I know.
Doesn't show
up.
Serendipity. It's called serendipity.
That's right.
It's called chutzpah.
You know, for example, Albert, my husband Albert, is a software developer by day, but he plays jazz guitar. He's a phenomenal guitar player, like the best. And he hates that because he's very humble and he hates when I brag, but he's so good. And he was performing in a band for, I don't know, one of those gigs he does. And there was this singer. And she was really good, Filipino singer, beautiful girl.
Christina Love.
How did you know that?
Because here's how this is exactly. You said to us, Christina Love is great. And I remember her name.
Damn, Selda. You got a phenomenal memory. I can't believe that. But okay, so
photographic memory.
Right, so I'm that type of person. I love to help people. I'm like 4-1. I love to hook people up. I don't ever ask for anything in return. That's not my thing. I just like to help people. So I did. I try to help her via you. But I also have a friend named Narada Michael Walden, and he's huge. I mean, he produced Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Speak in the mic. Aretha Franklin's Freeway to Love. I mean, he's huge, right? So I tried to help her. You know, she submitted a song, and I asked, would you, if you had the time, would you critique it to help her out? Because she wanted to be a particular type of singer. She was doing, what is that called when you sing for weddings and hotels? And you're a wedding singer, right? So she wanted to move up and change. So I submitted that to him, and when he found time, he actually critiqued her original song. So it's possible. Don't feel that just because someone is on the upper echelon that you can't ask them to help a friend. And he did, and it was very constructive and very helpful for her, and she made adjustments. And so it's possible.
I think the world is like a billion times smaller than we think it is.
Yes, it is. Talking about smaller, the time is getting smaller, and we got to get these little babies singing. Jake's over here going, what the hell's going on? I got to sing. I'm sitting here. I haven't said a damn word.
Also, he's handsome, too.
All right, so let's get some guitar, Derek. Single. Get the guitar. Jake, get in position, honey.
I'm ready,
so,
girl.
So Jake is going to grace us with his lovely voice. I've never heard him sing, but I know he's got to be phenomenal if he's working with Selda and Derek. Now, we got to set this up, though, Selda. So why don't you tell me, first of all, the title of the song, who wrote it, and just briefly what it's about.
This song called Filling Space. We actually wrote it here in L.A. Do you want to... We wrote this song. We were here in October, and... We had a show at Bar Lubitsch, actually, and we were one song short. We had more singers than we just didn't have the songs that were appropriate happened. For the singers. We have, I mean, hundreds of songs, but we didn't have anything that was correct for the night. And I had been wanting to write a song called Filling Space. I'd listened. Is this too much?
No, go ahead.
Am I word vomiting a little too much? So I had read an article about addiction, and there was a guy that said, I think I'd read an article or heard a podcast or something, and the guy said, the problem with addiction is that when you, you know, you let's say it's alcohol or a, like a drug.
Let's do more sex addiction. I like
sex.
That.
Let's do sex addiction. Yeah. So you can say let's. That's what Jake and I like to sing about anyway.
Sex addiction. We're trying to figure out the mic stuff. So Albert, you make sure you do video. Take some video and pictures because we want to get Jake at his best. So push the chair out of the way so you like when because. You're not going to be able to get Jake. Push that chair towards here because...
Oh, I will.
No, because you're going to have to bump him to get out. Yeah. All right. Well, if you say got to... Okay. So, wait. We're talking about sex here. We got to pause for the cause. All right. So, go ahead.
And I mean, that. Well, that's a good leeway because I said... The guy said basically, like, the problem with addiction is, like, you stop doing whatever it is you were doing. You have to find something to fill
that
void.
Always.
And I was like, that's kind of what relationships are. And the older we get, the more it's like, I felt a certain way. I just want to feel that way again. Mm-hmm. And you're constantly striving to feel the way you used to feel.
That's so true, isn't it? Oh, I still try to get that 80s feeling. Damn it. What happened to the 80s? It's slipped. It's called. See, now I wish I was a singer because I'm obsessed with the 80s. That was my time. And I always feel that. I wanted to write a song. I'm not a songwriter, I have a title of what I would want it to be.
What is it?
It's called Memory in Motion.
Well,
because think about that. We go through, it's the 70s. Next thing you know, it's the damn 80s. And you have all these memories from the 70s. And then you have all these memories from the 80s. You're like, what the hell happened? And you're always kind of stuck in one decade where you have the best memories. And you're young, so you probably, it was probably like the 2000s for you or the 90s. Sure. But, you know, for me, 80s and 90s. And I would call it Memory in Motion or Memories in Motion. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just write the title and see where it goes. Maybe in 50 years I'll write I'll put a sentence a year. Okay, so this is called Filling Space. Uh-huh. You wrote it? Derek and Celida wrote it together.
And Eric Kropp came in and helped us a bunch with the bridge.
Yeah.
So we gave him some percentage on it too.
Yeah.
Fair is fair.
When we sell it, we're going to give
you're going to sell it. We're going to put it on a film.
So just a couple, because we're flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah.
A couple logistical things. Like, you're going to throw some harmony on it, so? Yep. So do you guys know where that's is
we're,
that
we'll go with we'll
we're
go with
wing
it.
Wing it. And, oh, wing it. We're gonna do we're doing eyes. Like a Beatles session.
Memories
up
in motion,
here.
Girl.
Yeah. Do it. There's my title. Forget filling space. It's memories in motion.
That's no, it, girl. M-I-M.
And we're not, I'll skip the guitar solo. I'll just do a couple bars and then I'll shoot
you
guys
play that
back
shit in. Loud though because oh,
yeah, you do
loud.
Have to. Yo, say shit. Shit it up.
I wasn't sure what I was allowed to say.
Fuck shit this. Yeah.
Sounds good in here.
You hear it?
In our earphones, I do, yeah.
We're good.
All right, here I go. I'm starting top. Right. Here we go.
Oh, we go.
Let's do it.
You ready, Priscilla?
Yeah, I'm ready, baby.
I don't need to know where you're from. Don't tell me your name. I don't need to know if our reasons for ending up here are the same. We're all looking for ways to get back what we can replace. We're just filling space. Sometimes the one thing we want is the thing that we lose. Sometimes we're forced to make choices when we weren't ready to choose. So we try to find things that got lost in some other phase. We're just filling space. Pick me up, take me in. Feel my breath, feel my skin. Be loud, break a sweat. Maybe I can make you remind me of things that we came to forget.
Guitar
solo.
Woo! Guitar solo by Derek.
We're not gonna go there. Right yeah. Now.
We need the jazz guitarist.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes we're looking for lies that we know aren't true. Sometimes we just need to do what we're pretty sure we shouldn't do. Sometimes we know we should call it a night, but we don't just in case.
Damn, boy.
We're just filling space. We're just filling space. Mm-hmm. We're just filling space.
Woo! Hey! Woo!
Yeah, she's got her lighter up. She got her lighter up. Yeah.
Woo! Woo! We got the lighter up in here!
Jake McKenna.
Woo! Ouch, damn it. Ow. Careful. You can tell I don't smoke. This is for my damn eyeliner. I burnt my damn finger. But it was worth it. Yes. Yes. See, you can't hear the applause meter, Jake.
I hear it in my mind. I always hear applause in my mind.
That was so beautiful. That was so fantastic. Jake, you rocked it. See, this
Thank
is
you.
Exactly what I'm talking about with appearances, because you look like a comedian. You look like an actor. Yes. You look like so many, like a scientist. Little would they know that
star.
You could rock out some fucking tunes like that, right?
Thank you.
That was some beautiful shit up in here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm getting real hippie, right?
I'm telling you, whenever you write Memories in Motion, girl, remember me.
Well, you know what?
Don't forget me, girl.
You know what, honey? I was listening to the song, the lyrics of the song, and I was hearing Memories in Motion.
There you go.
Because the song was telling about my title.
There you
my
go.
Title.
Exactly.
Filling up space. Memories in they, Motion.
Ooh, a mashup. A sensible
yes.
mashup, girl. I'm feeling that.
We're going to have to get Derek and Selda to write a mm-hmm. Memories in Motion mashup.
I'm
right?
down. I'm down.
That was so beautiful.
Thank
now,
you.
Do you as well have a website that we could check out and look you up?
Yes, or? ChristianMingle.com or Seamless Web. No, I don't have a website.
I did. ChristianMingle. You know, I bet your ass is on ChristianMingle.
I am, girl.
ChristianMingle/Jake.
That's how I met right. Derek and Selda. They were looking for a third. They called
see?
It the Holy Trinity.
See, I told you, whenever you hear about duo groups, you know there's kinky shit going
that,
on.
That always.
Jake sought him out. He found them. But so maybe
I don't
Facebook?
Have a website. YouTube, okay. Facebook. I'm all over the place.
Okay.
Jake McKenna or Jacob McKenna. Look me up.
Okay.
You can find me. Some amateur porn. Some songs.
Are you based here in LA?
No, New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
Because we would totally be hanging, girl.
Girl,
woo!
I would hang with you. I would come in here all the time, girl.
I'm telling you, I am rocking a party. I'm the life of the party.
I believe it. Things. Girl, the party follows you. I can tell.
There you go. Memories in motion.
They sure are. Catch them if you can.
I like that. See that? We are adding lyrics.
There you go. That's the hook.
I'm going to have to play this whole thing back, and we're going to just piece it together.
I'm living for
Forget
it.
Forget Selda and Derek. We're going to write our own song, right?
We're going to be stars.
That's right.
We'll submit to every music supervisor.
10%. 10%.
Yes, 10%.
There you go. 10%. You got
okay.
it.
Are you performing anywhere in New York?
Yes. Well, I have a couple shows that I do weekly. I host a cabaret called Bound for Broadway. I host a singing competition called So You Think You Can Belt, and I host an open mic called Callback Mondays.
Where is this that you host these
things? It's a place called the West End Lounge. Okay. It's on 107th and Broadway. And then I also have a show called Miss Connections, which is based on the Miss Connections section of Craigslist that's run off and on off Broadway for a couple years. So it's coming back soon.
Wow. And are you also an actor as well?
Yes, an actor as well.
On
yes.
Like on the Broadway
circuit. As far
circuit.
Off of Broadway as you can possibly be, girl. Off, but I call it Delaware. Is
I
where
have,
I perform.
I have a friend I have a friend, John Lippitz. His sister's name Amanda Lippitz, and she's a producer on Broadway.
Very cool.
She did Scoundrels.
Oh, yeah. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And nice. So look her up.
I definitely will. For sure.
All right. All right. So we can see you on Broadway, but please, hopefully, next time they come out to L.A., you got to come with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But allow some time and let me set up a night. Because I'm going to take you
it.
Around.
Mm-hmm. I bet you
will. You ever heard about dining in the dark?
No.
You will.
I mean, I do it every night, crying, but...
We're going to take you dining in the dark for a little hand action.
I am so into it. Let's
if
do it.
If you hadn't been getting action, we'll take you dining in the
Thank
dark.
Thank God.
Wonderful.
Couldn't come soon enough.
You can say, I got something in LA.
That
right?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. So are you performing tomorrow?
Yes, I will be performing tomorrow as well. Yes.
Okay. So just to hear Jake, you have got to go to Rockwell tomorrow, rockwell-la.com, and buy your tickets, or you can buy them there. I think it would be the same price if you go. I think it's real cheap. It's like $15 to hear Jake all sex stuff.
You have
stuff.
No excuse.
Jake is going to sex show with some more talk
I sure will.
Tomorrow,
absolutely.
Right?
I give lap dances.
Oh, my
I take
God.
Venmo, PayPal.
There is nothing Jake won't do to pay his way
that
here in L.A.
That is the truth.
Right?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hold on. And Derek and Sud will be performing. And who else, real quick, are going to be the performers?
God, there's so many. So our special guests
I thought
guests
there
are,
was three on the flyer, right?
There's three special musical guests. We're songwriters. Payson Lewis, who's a popular guy out here, Matt Magnuson and his wife, Allie Luff, who are the Bones, and Eric Kropp. They're all writing their own songs. Then we have singers. We have Jake. We have Peter Dunn from New York. We have Michael Fisher from New York. We have Kyra Selman from here. Everyone else is from here. Kyra Selman, Bianca Giselle, Lyle Colby Maxton, Matthew Darren. Am I forgetting anyone?
I hope not.
I think that's everyone. I think I got
once you open
everyone.
That can of worms, I got real nervous.
If you didn't hear your name, you're no longer in the show.
I mean, did you see the panic set on my face? Right. I was like, geez, please.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, and are you going? So I would say with all those performers, you're going to be there the whole night. It's not like, you
it's
know, you
eight,
go there.
8 to 10.
You're 8 to 10.
But you got to get there early because we're going to start the, it's, everything's good.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that shit moving.
Yeah. I would suggest you get there at least by what?
7:15
for sure to get, because if you're going to not buy your ticket, then you have to like sit wherever you can. You want to be up front.
Food's good
because you want to be looking at Derek and Eric. Mm-hmm. Oh, Derek and Eric.
Derek and Eric.
There's another. Well, you know, there's the people for you and the people for Derek.
That's
and
it.
Zelda is the serious one. She's
she
like,
is.
I'm off limit.
She's off limit.
I got to keep this train moving.
No,
oh, my God. Okay, so did you hear what? That's a gong. So we have got to go. Well, I want to thank you guys so much. Anything you want to say to your fans?
Come to the show on
tomorrow night.
And also, SeldaandDerek.com. We just started
Zelda
an Instagram.
With an S, not a Z.
Selda, S-E-L-D-A.
S-E-L-D-A.
And we just started our Instagram recently. It's Selda and Derek.
Selda and Derek.
Follow us on the Instagram.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Not Facebook. Twitter, we're
you're
slow
on
and
Facebook.
Steady.
You're on Facebook. I know you're. You
I'm on
friends.
We're
oh, you're not together.
Facebook,
oh, I can't.
As personal
oh, right.
people.
Okay.
We're trying to boost our like as a,
you
us
know,
as,
you
a,
gotta,
as a collaboration.
You guys
have our
need
other stuff.
To get on Snapchat for your teen and 20 audience and have somebody
have
take
them
the phone
tits?
And snap
yes.
it. No, that's like the end thing. That is very, very important. I mm-hmm. even had to get on Snapchat. I've been avoiding it like the plague, but even I had to do it to get on it. So Snapchat because Snapchat. It goes instantly, and celebrities see it. People in the music business. Okay, Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear.
Derek, say goodbye to
thank
your fans.
Thank you so much,
and all the women waiting in the wings for some memories and
no,
motion.
He doesn't need
there's about 100 right outside.
Don't tell him he's so good looking. He gets it.
And Zelda,
I'm also good looking.
Yes, she is. She's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And we're all beautiful up in here. All right, sweetie. So hey, I'm gonna go tomorrow if the invitation's still
of
open.
It does.
So I'll be there. So all of my Question Reality people, come on down and let's chat. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye! Woo!
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.